Welcome to Behind the Scenes of Power Sewing with Sandra Pazzina and Diane Eggleston. And now, episode number one, all about t-shirts.
Well, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Today I have an expert, Diane Eggleston, with me, and we are talking about t-shirts. And the reason we're talking about t-shirts is I've really gotten interested because when I look at great ones in the store, they usually have lots of details and great fabrics, and I'm finding the ones I really like are very expensive. So I started designing some t-shirts for this line of patterns that I do for Vogue called Today's Fit, and I'm just having so much fun with it. I've got four of them in the works now, and I'm just really having a lot of fun making them. How about you, Diane? What are the things you like to make them in? What kind of knits do you like to work with?
Oh, I love making them in some really interesting novelty knits that I can find at my local fabric store, Stone Mountain and Daughter. I like making them in rayon knits, which we can find at Christine Johnson. And for those of you who are not familiar with these sources, we'll be listing them on our website. What kinds of things do you take into consideration when you're sewing with the different knits?
Okay, well, when I can find them, I love silk knits, okay, which I can find at B&J Fabrics. But, you know, I've also found a lot of rayon knits at Stone Mountain and Daughter. But I like knits with good recovery. Ones when I stretch them, they pop back. If they just stretch and stay stretched, then I don't really like them. And also, I don't like to work with knits that are too thick because I find they're not very flattering is my thought about it. And what about pre-shrinking? Do you pre-shrink?
I like to pre-shrink my natural fibers, you know?
Right, treating them the way you are going to treat them later on. There's one you don't have to do this with, and that's if it's 100% polyester, you can forget all about that. You can just go for it. But treating, you know, like rayons, I like to put them in the washing machine and the dryer. But silks, I like to do this by hand, and then I just let it dry, go on the shower pole, and then I'm ready to cut it out.
I have two questions about the different fabrics. One relates to fitting. How do the different fabrics impact the fitting of your t-shirt?
Well, it's not just my t-shirt. Knits really do impact the fit of any t-shirt because the knits all have different stretchability and recovery. And so you'll make one and it fits fabulous, and then you'll make another one and it feels too tight because the knit doesn't have as much stretch. So I always tell people, baste the side seams together. Try it with a long basting stitch. Try it on, and if it's too loose, tighten it up, or, you know, with bigger seam allowances. And if it's too tight, let it out, because every knit is going to be different, and every seam allowance width will be different because of that.
And while we're talking about seams and seam allowances, what kind of seam finishes do you like to use for your knits?
All right, well, I always use a 7511 HS needle, and what I do is I sew the first seam on the regular machine with a little zigzag. I use a 1.0 width and a 2.50 length, and then after I sew that, then I go over to the serger and I serge the seams together and just serge it off. And that's it. How about you? What about hemming? What do you do for hems?
Well, I love the way the hems look on ready-to-wear t-shirts, so I'm always trying to get that professional look. One product that I found that really produces the same kind of hem finish is Steam-A-Seam Light, which I press right into the hem allowance and then can go ahead and sew my hem right over the top of it.
I love that because it kind of prevents it from just getting out of hand and stretching. It has a little stretch, but it kind of acts as like a little stretchy interfacing. Of course, if you have a cover lock stitch, you don't have to worry about that at all.
One thing I want to make sure that we tell people about is the kind of pattern that they should be looking for. And I want to say that I love Vogue 8151. You know, it's a real good basic t-shirt. It has some really pretty design elements on it. And I wonder if you could talk about that t-shirt a little bit.
Well, one of the things you like about it, it has a dart. And a dart's always going to give you a better fit because if you don't have a dart, it's going to make one and the t-shirt's going to hike up in the front. And I have many more designs that are going to be based on that same sizing block. So watch for them. They're in that Today's Fit section. But that is a great little basic t-shirt. And then there's a wrap one in there that's wonderful. So we've got a lot more to come. Until next time, this is Power Sewing Behind the Scenes.
Sandra Pazzina owned and operated a sewing school in San Francisco for 7 years, hosted 256 television shows called So Perfect for HGTV, is the author of 5 books, Power Sewing Step by Step, Fabric Savvy, Sandra Pazzina Sews for Your Home, Fast Fit, and No Time to Sew. Sandra gives seminars across the country and hosts week-long sewing camps limited to 10 students in San Francisco. Sandra designs patterns for Vogue based on ready-to-wear sizing under the label Today's Fit. Sandra also writes a weekly sewing column, which is now available online at sandrabazzina.com. She has also made 15 instructional videos. Her latest offering for sewing enthusiasts is the Power Sewing Skills series, which include linings from A to Z, designer seams and hems, and jeans couture.